An injunction was granted several days ago there to remove the protesters who were on Tiantanaga Mohawk territory, but Ontario provincial police are keeping their distance today. And 10 women have filed a class action lawsuit against Canadian clothing mogul Peter Nygaard, accusing him of sexual assault and sex trafficking. From the Canadian Press, I'm Dawn Kelly.
All right, quick check-in with the old hawk weather at 1 o'clock. All right, it's going to be sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon. Yeah, about 15 kilometers an hour, which will make it, you know, looking at a high of minus 7. I should say, yeah, high of minus 7. Tonight, getting down to a low of minus 16, but right now, downtown Hamilton, it's minus 12 with the wind chill. It's a balmy minus 16, but I think it's actually colder than that, folks. A little something from Robbins Avenue for you right now. Here's Home on Steel City Music.
Waiting for that timely break. No warrior to roam. Always questioning roads to take. Ooh, ooh. Push, bump, and break away. For a change of scenery.
Hey man, there's a little bit of home action for you from Robbins Avenue, and sorry about that, my friend right now, Ty Howie is here, he's the events programmer over at the Mohawk Student Association. How are you, sir?
I'm great, how are you?
I didn't mean to catch you off guard, I just thought, yeah, that might be fun. Yeah, I'll just play that.
That was actually really fun.
Just to let everyone know, Robbins Avenue is actually a project that Ty's been working on over the last year or so when he went out west, out to Calgary, and got side-doored and worked with like some country producers and everything.
All that fun stuff. And that was actually the first time that's ever been played on a radio.
You were just telling me that off mic. I thought it was you've already heard it on the radio and stuff.
No.
Like that. Yeah.
So I'm sitting here and you start to play that. And
well, you know, whatever. It's a good track. I told you that before when I heard it. I like the music.
Yeah, caught me off guard, but like in the best way possible. But that's not why I'm here.
No, that's not why you're here at all. It's you're here because for the next little while, we're going to talk about what's happening over the Mohawk Student Association. Full disclosure on my end, years ago, I worked for the Mohawk Student Association
right.
when the radio station was owned by Mohawk, and the MSA, and I was a program director. So I got to learn more and more and more about what student services did on the MSA's end, and the events, and all the services, and everything that's involved with it. And recently, a mutual friend of ours reached out and said, "I think I need you for a couple months." I'm like, "All right, what do you need help with?" And that's how you and I got reacquainted.
Yeah, here we are.
Because years ago, you and I actually chatted a long time ago because you were one of the original members of a Hamilton band called Weekend Riot Club.
That's correct. That's going to go back. I don't know. It's got to be 10 plus years.
More than 10
even
years.
More now.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
I'm aging myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Go. Well, I'm always aging myself. But yeah, but that's how I first met you. And you were this marketing kid.
Yeah.
That, you know, you were doing the band thing and you were doing stuff here at the school. And then you end up working here at the.
Yeah. I'm a graduate of Mohawk from the business marketing program. But I also had a CSEP job. So one of the student jobs here in special events for the president's office.
Right.
At that time. And that's how I kind of got involved with working with specifically Mohawk, but also with the MSA, because when you're working with the president's office, those are kind of the high scale, more corporate-y events where the president's student association is involved and different key players involved. So we're kind of working together. So I was kind of dove into this world many, many years ago.
Right.
And here I am again.
Yeah, and then you made the connection in later on after working out at the Burlington Theater for a little bit, and you did some other stuff.
Yeah, Performing Arts
Center. And then you came back this way.
Yeah, Performing Arts Center and then Nouveau Network, and now I'm back,
It's old
with
hat.
Students,
yeah,
which
it's old
is
hat
great.
To be working with students again.
It's honestly, it's so... there's a thrill. It's rewarding to be able to come in, as a Mohawk graduate and coming through. Now, I didn't study events. You kind of with marketing, sometimes you fall into events.
Yep.
And it kind of lives in the same world. But it's just it's rewarding to come back and be able to be a part of the team that gives these opportunities and experiences for students while they're here studying and going to class. And sometimes they need a break.
They need a break, and they need to, they need a break in the day. They need to get their mind just for a little bit to take them to another place so they can refocus on their studies, that sort of thing. So that's one of the things that the Mohawk Student Association offers, is there are services that they need while they're here at school, and also to help them with their student experience here. So last night there was Moist, the sketch comedy, actually improvisational comedy.
I think we screwed up on that. Yeah. But, it was a hilarious show. So
it was funny.
It was in the Arnie.
Yeah.
We had six guys. They're from Toronto. A couple of them went through the Second City kind of improv training program. So they are trained. They know what they're doing. The one guy, actually, if you go on he has an IMDb account. And if you go and look, he's actually in TV shows and movies and these stuff you don't know.
Yeah.
But it was funny. We had, crowd?
There's about 52 people. It was freezing last night, too.
It was cold outside.
Yeah, so I was like, I was patting people on the back when I was there going, good job coming out to this, because, it's to have a laugh and everything. But there was also some free food as well.
We gave
show up.
Free food. I think it was a really – something different. It's something that I've only been here since November in this role. So I'm trying to do new things. I'm trying to see what resonates with students, what may not resonate with students, what's been done in the past that we can do, not do it the same, but let's try to do it differently. We've had comedy nights, stand-up comedy nights before. This is just a little bit of a different take on it. Yeah. And I think last night was a great win, a great success for the MSA.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let's just go over some of the stuff that you guys have been offering over the month of February. In some of the stuff that you've been doing, Tuesdays was Professional Day on February 4th, and you did it in the CAF. What was that all about?
So Professional Day, it's run not through our department, but through the Student Services Department.
Student Services, okay.
So they give the opportunity for students, whether they want professional headshots done for LinkedIn profiles, things like that. We also have the career closet that, you know, one day we'll bring in student services. We'll talk about all the services that they want.
Yeah.
But I do know we have the career closet where they do offer attire, kind of business attire to students if
they don't
they may
have
not
the
have
money.
It.
Yeah. So sometimes a simple suit jacket goes a long way
it
in
does.
An interview, right?
Yeah, especially. Dignity.
Yeah. On Wednesdays, you've been doing the All Campuses Breakfast Program at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and that's going to continue. That's another, again, that's another student services initiative, is just to provide, you know, a free little breakfast for you when you pop by in the morning. Tables are set up in the G Wing.
It's a nice little pick me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And Wednesdays you've been doing, just starting, you started actually with Keegan Rose back on Wednesday, and it's mm-hmm. like every Wednesday, except for next week, of course, because there's a reading week here at Mohawk College, a singer songwriter style of entertainment.
This is kind of a. Over the past few years, they've always tried to, you know, animate the Ernie. During, I guess, what would essentially be called Common Hour. And I don't really know if there's a true Common Hour anymore. But consensus is that on Wednesdays around lunchtime, especially at the Fennel campus, most students don't have a class. So we're trying to animate the Ernie and just provide some type of entertainment. Now we've started off with more of a singer-songwriter type thing. But that's going to definitely evolve because – Live at Lunch is what we're calling it right now, and
right. It's
kind of growing into a little bit of a brand, and it's going to get an image, and we just want to roll with that. But live means anything. Live could mean music. Live could mean poetry, slam poetry. Live could mean I'm connecting with a group right now of artists that do live art,
right.
So they do like live spray painting on the spot, whether it's a canvas or something cool. And we bring in kind of like a DJ and do just some live art and music just to provide something.
So you're not pigeonholing yourself into just like a singer-songwriter thing. It's just it's more than music. It's going to be visual arts and, as you said, poetry, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, anything. Could be stand-up. Could be improv. Could be anything. We just want to give experiences. And what we're really trying to do, and what's kind of worked for the past couple of weeks, is that not to always do it in the Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
So the easy part about being kind of a singer-songwriter and having a very simple setup is that we can put these artists in different places around the college. So for the last 2 weeks, the kind of kickoff on this program wasn't actually in the Ernie. It was down by the cafeteria. There's like the little common area at the bottom of the main stairway.
Campus,
and that gains a lot of traction. There's a lot of students that spend time down there to eat lunch, to hang out, to study. And again, in that kind of common hour theme, we need to go where the students go.
Yeah.
And, you know, the MSA is located in the G Wing. Nothing's to say that we always have to do something in the G Wing.
Yeah.
We're a representation of students across the campus, so we should not only be doing stuff here, but I want to grow this program.
Yeah.
This is kind of the kickoff. I want to do Live at Lunch at our Stony Creek campus, at our McMaster campus. We also have campuses out at the airport, one in Brantford. So we want to start to take this kind of initiative and start providing these things at all these campuses,
right.
So students have, you know, something to enjoy in the daytime.
We had on Wednesday, it was Live at Lunch with the Vaudevillian. That was a lot of fun. And then
aren't they cool?
Yeah, you know, I've seen them like twice at this in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And when the first time I saw them, I was totally caught off guard because I wasn't used to 1920s old timey
ragtime music.
I'm thinking
kazoos and washboards and all that.
I think ragtime might be just maybe much earlier the style that they were doing, because it was it looked like it was from like 1914 to 1920, almost that era of music.
Mm-hmm,
and it was a husband and wife duo. Brendan and his wife, and she was playing a washboard, hand claps, bells,
And he had a guitar, but with the steel strings, like almost like a dobro sound coming out of it.
Yeah, and it's not even an electric guitar. Like you have to mic it, which pays homage to the era.
Yeah,
which I don't think they had electric guitars back then.
No, but we mic'd it up anyway. So yeah. There you go. But I remember on Wednesday, the kids that were walking by were like stopping, taking photos, smiling. And actually enjoying what was there. It was like because the style of music and how it was played, it really grabbed your attention.
And it's just so different.
Yeah,
it's like you don't see a band with that kind of image.
No.
Anymore.
And they dress up in the era, like
right.
It's era dressing.
They're
it's not
pure
like it's just,
that era through and through.
Yeah.
From who they are, from how they dress, from the music they play, even their lifestyle.
That
is amazing.
That was when I was talking to them. They were driving an RV.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, an RV is great. It saves you on hotels. They're driving across Canada. They're doing Southern Ontario. They live in Nova Scotia now. And what I didn't know, and I said, well, what do you guys do? Do you have like a support system for your children? Because I thought they had kids.
Right.
So you just drop them off here, and then you do so many weeks there, and then you grab them possibly from the grandparents. It's like, no, we don't have kids. We have 8 animals. And I'm like,
In the RV.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, so you have a traveling farm? Is this what this is all about?
they're so cool.
Yeah, they're very nice people, and I believe they're going to be coming back in about 3 weeks in the Hamilton area.
And it's the second time that the MSA's brought them in. And
each time there was animals involved.
That's
aside
true.
From what was in the RV.
A coincidence, I guess.
A coincidence, because here's the funniest thing that's happened to me in a long time. I got asked to help out on the goat yoga. As you know, because you're the one who said, goat yoga, I need your help.
Goat yoga, yeah.
And it was a lot of fun, except you and I kind of got screwed over.
I wouldn't call it that. I think we got duped.
Duped?
It turned out being a very fun scenario.
Not for me. Afterwards.
Afterwards.
Because the smell was unreal.
But honestly, goat yoga, we've very, very quickly figured out that this is a home run for students.
Sure, yeah.
Not only do you get to do yoga, but you get to do yoga with baby goats.
Yeah.
And it just resonates.
Yeah.
People flock towards it. We got I think over 110 students participate in this program. The last time we did it, the yearning was full.
Yeah.
And not only the people participating, but once it hits social media, you just have students run and
coming
flock
in,
to
and
the Ernie just
out.
to want to take a picture.
Well, I didn't understand at first how they were going to do this setup, because that venue here at Mohawk College in the MSA department, it holds about 350. It's a big venue.
It can hold up without seating. It can go up to 500.
Yeah, so it's a fair size. But she, the woman that runs it, she had it down to a science where the tarp and the floor. The barriers that you put up, which were very light, you know, we hooked all that stuff up.
I thought goats were going to jump
through
them,
but
over them.
Because I'm a city guy, I haven't really hung out much time with goats.
Yeah.
So to me, it was kind of like, well, they look like small cats and dogs. So I'm going to treat them that way.
Right.
Right.
And
they're not, and they don't respond to at all. So I was kind of shocked with the way the one woman was grabbing them by the neck. I'm like, oh my God. Those things look so fragile. I'd be afraid that I'm going to like hurt the thing. But when they said, "Oh, why don't you? Can you go get them out of the van?"
And we went to go prepared,
to
carry them in the cages.
Yeah, and that's not. And then to our dismay, it was like, no, you have to take them out of the cages. I don't know about you guys. I mean, if you haven't been around farm animals like myself, I don't know if Ty has, but
I'm a city kid.
Yeah, when she said, "Hold it close to your chest like a baby." It was like, oh, okay. And then it was just like, I don't want to hurt this thing. And then all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh. And then it's just like, did that just pee on me? Did you pee on me? You know. And then by the third goat, it looked at you and you went, yeah, I think this goat just pooed on me. I'm not sure.
It was. Karen, man, I thought they were going to run away. I thought they were going to get out of my grip.
Yeah.
And goats would have been running around the Mohawk College parking lot.
Yeah, that would have been awesome for both of us on social media.
That's a great social media story.
Yeah. But there was like, I don't know, anywhere from like 14 to 18 goats in there. Everyone got down on the yoga mats. There was different sessions.
Yep.
She walked you through the poses, and the goats just seemed to like flock to people and climb on
and
top.
And they know
of them,
what to do.
Yeah.
They're almost like trained.
Yeah. They really enjoy themselves. And yep. There's actually two baby goats. And we figured out by the end of the day that you could just have the two baby goats there. And 200 people would just show up to have their picture taken with two baby right. goats.
And this is what I'm saying is like when the future programming events at Mohawk is that we're focused on finding wins. We're focused on finding those things that students get excited about.
Yeah,
this is one of those things.
Yeah, so I think it worked out.
I want to continue it for sure. I think it really resonates with students, and it's just an activity that we should keep going and not only offer it at Fennel, we can offer it at the other campuses as well.
Why don't we spin another song? When we come back, we'll talk about the website, where people can go to find out more information about the satellite campuses and all the other fun stuff that's coming up.
Sounds great.
All right. Here's another track, Robbins Avenue, For a Friend, right now on Steel City Music.
Let's take a walk and we can talk. Set a plan to conquer fears. Don't wanna run. It's not that fun in this confusing atmosphere. You say it's tough, you've had enough. Hold together, we pull on through. Deep inside, I see the light. Let it out for all to view.
Technically, you should be cueing me in, by the way, and when a song's going to end, since it's your song.
That's true. I guess I know when it ends.
Yeah, you should look at me and go, yeah.
It's the end of the
this
song
now.
This
is it, Smith. Hit the buttons.
There you go.
1:22 and change right now. Gunner here, Steel City Music on the air, on the Hawk. My guest right now, Ty Howie from the MSA. He's the events manager. And we've been talking about some of the things that have been going on in the month of February and some things that are coming up in the month of March and April. And we're going to make this a regular thing every Friday to connect more with some of the students over the radio and let them know all the services that are happening and that's going on. Having said all of those fun things, we did the goat yoga. There's a live at lunch. A lot of those fun things are happening. Coming up on February 27th, here's something that I think excludes me because I never watched the show.
I watched the show too.
Yeah, you watched the show.
But not in order. Which I guess that may not... Well, it does matter because it is the story of how I met your
mother. How I met your mother,
so
yeah.
I feel like there's a timeline around that. But this show has a cult following.
Yeah, it has a cult following. This is the big thing over the last 7 to 8 years, our pub nights. Or I should say quiz nights in pubs, especially that it's been going on.
Yeah.
Some of them I've seen, ones at Stonewall's for Friends, mm-hmm. are packed. Mm-hmm. They're silly packed. And I guess it really depends on what television show and genre, that sort of thing, that you're doing a quiz on. This one is like apparently stupid fanatical. A lot of people watch
it.
This
is.
Show.
And, yeah. And the last trivia night we had at the end of January was Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Which is another one with Sandberg.
And we had 22 teams show up.
Right.
The cellar was packed.
So basically, 22 teams, you sign up. And there's a moderator. There's questions that fire out.
A couple rounds. Some of the questions are like audio clips.
Right.
Some are just generic questions.
Sure.
Go through a couple rounds. They tally up everyone's points. We give away some prizes.
Yeah.
And it's a great night.
How do you cheat?
Like, are you allowed to cheat? Like,
no.
No, you're not allowed to cheat.
So how do you stop them from cheating? Because everyone's got a laptop. Everyone has a phone.
Being honest, I guess.
Really?
I get.
And you're from Hamilton?
Well, we do have a lot of... So, I'm not the only one.
Okay, so
in events,
so there's a lot of people walking around going, close your laptop.
We have a great events team as well. Made up of Mohawk College students, a great team. So, you know, I'm not the only one there.
Right.
We have an amazing team of students that help us execute events. They prevent the cheating.
What are some of the prizes that the students win when they participate?
It all depends on the week for sure, but a lot of the times we'll do gift cards to things at least in the area or stores that we know that students are going to. Well, whether that can help them with school supplies,
restaurants,
groceries, restaurants, food, specifically for Stony Creek, because it is, a trade school, things that they can go and get different instruments, tools, things like that. So we kind of gear it towards the audience that we're trying to attract.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's coming up.
Yeah, that's coming. And this is the one that looks like it's going to be a lot of fun between 5 and 9 o'clock on Friday, February the 28th.
Yeah, it's Brazilian Carnival.
I have Carnival Pub Night on this
there
one,
you
but
go.
You have that one. I'm there. Okay.
Brazilian Carnival Pub Night. So this is a really cool initiative. So we do our traditional pub nights, event nights on Thursdays. We got approached by... the Language and Culture Center through the International Department, International Square, to say, hey, we're really interested in doing a pub night that's themed around one of the cultures of students here at Mohawk. And what I didn't actually know is that there is a high percentage of students from Brazil that come to Mohawk. And they came... with this idea where they want to bring a live band and you're a traditional Brazilian dancer to kind of, teach students the moves and stuff like that. So we partnered up with them on this pub night. We're doing it on a Friday night, kind of around that dinner time. We're going to try to keep the students here throughout the day and say, hey, come join us for dinner. Come get a little bit of live entertainment and some food. And then enjoy the rest of your Friday night. So it's not going to be too late, but it's really cool. So the dancing and the live music, it's a group called the Escola de Samba de Toronto, which is hired in that we're bringing in. And it's a small Brazilian band with some drums and some guitar. And this is all happening in the cellar. We're going to clear out that kind of middle aisle down there and just kind of celebrate Brazilian culture, the traditions of there, and in my mind, if we can do something like this and it resonates and it's really good, I want to do it all the time.
Right.
There's so many different cultures here at Mohawk. There's students from so many different countries,
and absolutely celebrating their culture here.
Yeah, they're coming here to go to school and they're living here, and we need to recognize that.
Yeah.
We need to celebrate that.
Absolutely.
And to do events like here and there that touches on
that's good.
Things that they
yeah.
do.
Yeah,
that's what
and finally, well, not finally, but I guess this would be the last thing that we're going to be talking about, is kind of something that I think is really super cool when I found out about it a little while ago.
Super cool, super fan.
Super cool, super fan is the best way to look at it. Live at Mohawk College, Seek to Super Fan, Embracing Diversity will be happening on March 4th. Tell people about this.
Yeah, so this is Nav Bhatia. When I say that name, people look at me and they're like, who's that? And I go, do you know the Toronto Raptors superfan? And then they go, that guy? Yeah. And because he's an internationally known person now. So he works on the community level of engagement with the Toronto Raptors, where Drake is their international ambassador. So they actually work together. So on a community level, Nav is that guy. He's never missed a home game ever in the 24 years.
Something like that on the National. They were talking about this guy. He's never missed a game.
24 years, he's never missed a home game. He's just grown into this kind of big celebrity in a sense. And
did I hear he got a championship ring?
He did.
Yeah.
He's the very first fan that's ever received a championship ring when they won last year.
Well, that's just crazy.
And he's going to come here. He's coming to Mohawk to the McIntyre Performing Arts Center. It's a free event for students. And then if any guests or any public want to attend, it is $10.
Okay, when you say guests in public, it's open to the public.
In general.
In Hamilton. Can come in. Because sometimes GTA. When you do, over the years, anyone has any dealings with universities and colleges, you have to get in by being signed in by a student.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this is our first attempt at working with the theater at the college to say, hey, we're not only going to provide this for students, we're also going to provide this to the public as well.
So if I'm in the public, I'm not a student, how much is it to get in?
$10.
Just 10 bucks.
Yeah. Go online, buy tickets.
Okay. Speaking of online, where do we go online to find out all the information and links, that sort of thing?
Yeah. So the MSA, we have our website, www.mohawkstudents.ca. That's our main website, and also .ca/events. Is where all of the fun things that are happening for students around the campus.
And one more time with this gentleman, he's coming to do a talk for about 45 minutes to an hour?
45 minutes to an hour, and then he does a meet and greet afterwards. So it's his whole story on his immigration to Canada, his car dealership business, which has pretty much turned him into a celebrity of how successful he is in growing that business, how he became the Raptors fan. How he started his foundation and how he gives back to the community.
Right.
It's a really cool story.
It actually sounds like a really good story to check out.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thanks for coming in. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.
Yeah, and we'll talk about some of the stuff that's coming up in March. April, from small events to satellite campuses that the MSA services to other things that are happening here, and how to find out more and be a part of the Mohawk Student Association. A little bit more for Robbins Avenue. Can I spin that? Or are you embarrassed enough? No,
I'm actually dancing.
Oh, you're a little dancing. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to hear Home from Robbins Avenue and then Puzzle Piece, and then down the line we'll do like a real music interview. That's kind of crap that I do on this show. Here's Puzzle Piece right now on Steel City Music.
Yes, I know it may not show all the things you left behind. You don't complain, just refrain from things that steer towards an end. Oh, you know, you know, you know how it is. Oh, you know, you know, you know. I'll wait for you to finish off what's left to do. This is our cue. A puzzle piece only fits one way. There's little space, time and place for all the laughs, fun and games. You brought in dreams and mad machines. How am I to intervene? a puzzle piece only fits one way. Ooh, it fits and makes things complete. Because when there is you, there is me. Finish off what's left to do. This is a cue, a puzzle piece only fits one way. But wait for you to finish off what's left to do. This is a cue, a puzzle piece only fits one way. A puzzle piece only fits one way. A puzzle piece only fits one way.
I would like to introduce to you, directly from the bar, Mr. Paul Weller. Come on. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for a lovely evening as well. So you finally got what you wanted. You achieved your aim by making a walking lane. And when you just can't get any higher, you use your senses to suss out this weed's climber. And the small fame that you've acquired has brought you into cult status, but to me you're still a collector. This heart's and horse was your much more. You're a different kind, cause you want their minds, and you just don't care, cause you got no pride. It's just that face on your pillow. Started looking much older, and your fashion sense is secondary, like your perfume. But to you, in your own little dream world, you're still the queen of the butterfly collectors. Cause this world's insane, and we're all to blame anyway. And I don't feel any sorrow towards the kings and queens of the butterfly collectors. This heart's and horse, but you're much more. You're a different kind, cause you want it. You got no pride. It's just that face on your pillowcase that fools you. And you carry on, cause it's all you know. You can't light a fire, you can't cook a soul. You get from day to day by feeling your head. But you surely must know you feel between your legs as water. Feel any sorrow towards the kings and queens of the butterfly collector.
Oh, what a crazy, crazy, crazy song. That's so good. Noel Gallagher live with Paul Weller, the Butterfly Collector. One of Paul Weller's great tunes. Gunner here, Steel City Music, on the air, on the hawk. That's a lot of fun to play. I love that track. You know, I really wish I had that other... Maybe I do have that one. I'm kind of in the mood for that. The cover that he did of... Noel Gallagher did of Morrissey's... There's a Light That Never Goes Out. But yeah, it's such a team. You know? Yeah, like I'm going to sing it to you and you're going to call it and go, Gunner, it's this song. But I'm not going to do any of those funny things right now. There's a couple other tracks that I wanted to spin for you and I'm going to pull them up right now. And oh, that's right, 1975 in the Blue Stones. Yeah.
too much. It's in my head. So I'm shaking off the rust. And you've got no trust. It's in my head. So I'm shaking off the rust. I think I'm broke just a little bit. Walk through the fire, made it back again. Lord knows I tried. Shaking off the rust.
Broadcasting across the Steel City, this is 101.5 The Hawk.
16 years to find you, 1 second to love you, 7 years to hold you, 1 minute to lose you. Oh God, where did I go wrong?
so much older. Nothing's ever gonna feel the same way that it did when we were younger. I wish I could hold you. Gonna love you. I don't trust you, but I still love you. Oh God.
Highly suspect right there with the track 16155 and change. Jamie Shea wandering into the radio station for his 2 o'clock interview, trying to be a ninja, snuck up on me, may have scared the old man just a little bit right now. Right now, some love goes for you, dead brother, here on Steel City Music. We'll be right back.
Now this update from the Canadian Press. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau faced repeated questions at a news conference in Munich about his government's handling